want to be an echo of your peace. May I
come to him, a living stone. A living stone, though rejected by mortals, maybe by other people around us recently, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. In God's sight, like living stones, let yourselves be built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and I'm really grateful to take a little time with you today. I'm down near Poughkeepsie, New York, and we were in Binghamton the other night on our way to New Jersey now and Long Island tomorrow. It's an on-the-road ministry with Joe Flanagan leading us and a wonderful team of really dear students. Meeting alumni, friends, and new people who have never been in our company before but heard an invitation. I think heard a type of a choice being made about them, a risk walking into the room, coming into a simple place wherever we are, whether it's in someone's home or the last two nights in a church, a chapel, in a high school, a place where we could circle chairs. Last night in a Marriott courtyard, pleasant room, we moderated the lights, brought them down a bit, and having had some coffee and lovely brownies they put out, we'd sat in some chairs that were arranged, and we moved them around and created our little center circle of reflection with stoles out to the four directions and a special beeswax candle lit given to us. And we poured pitcher of water into a basin with the beautiful streams of living water. You hear it often enough here, and you might feel that now.
Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye.
Even while water is at risk in the world and in places very, very dear, as we say, so little water, the incredible gift of water, the fullness of its presence and its imagery for us, flowing from the temple, flowing at times from a religion or a place of religion where we feel it's all dried up and doesn't have much for us. But like last night, if we risk coming into the room, being part of those who are in the room, of gathering in any one of these rooms and sitting down for a little while, we become part of the stream. We, you and I, as we are, find the refreshment to flow out and into the world. It's a choice, and it's a risky one, we know, because things have not always been satisfying for us, and that's why we're thirsty, hungry for moments like this. And we find people joining us in this mountain ministry now for years. We're now really into our 31st year. 2 days ago we celebrated, and I almost forgot about it actually the next day. Oh, that's right, yesterday. Yesterday was the day that with the encouragement of others and a wonderful circle of friends, I signed for a deed for land in Allegheny County, a piece of property, rural, back in a dirt road that is now grown and is so richly still beautifully in the woods, but now formed and shaped with thoughtful human structures, trails and pond and places for what we're doing here. Walking into the room, entering into God's presence and the presence of one another, and at the same time feeling the space to be ourselves, to be received well, to be at home. Remember that expression often shared at the mountain, and I do now as we just take this little time in meditation today. Meditatio, opening our being to the Spirit present. And the Spirit of the Lord, St. Francis says, will rest upon all those men and women who have done and persevere in these things to make a home, a dwelling place in them. And they will be children of their Heavenly Father, whose works they do. So we're part of a family, and we join in the work of it when we leave ourselves open to that dwelling, that home within, that recognition that we are one family now. And he says in beautiful familial language, you've heard it if you've been with us, they are spouses, brothers, mothers of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're Christian or if you read the Bible because you enjoy it, you remember the passage where Jesus says to those who've come to get him to see his mother and brothers and sisters outside, and he says, the ones who do hear the word of God and keep it are my mother, brother, and sister to me. We know that deep in our lives where there's been treachery, where someone has not kept the word we had together. Where intimacy failed, we feel vulnerable. But I'm reflecting with you now about places where vulnerability with our risk begins to be a familiarity, a faithful sense of becoming family in the rooms we've been forming recently, and for now a long time through Mount Irenaeus. But let that be the room within you now. Let's pause, whether you were with me or not recently. I tell friends when I see them on their own, the next time I'm doing a podcast, you're with me. And so you've heard that from me possibly and know that's true right now. Oh, we could say that's a nice poetic expression. You're in a motel room, which is true. And I'm back home somewhere, maybe, or in a car or out on a jog. You know, I know people listen to these podcasts different places. The home, the opening, the spaciousness that we share with one another and others, this is an intimate place. It's here now within us, where I am, where you are. We're not only home, but we're making a home and a dwelling place for our true self, for you and I, for all around us, for the all of creation, for all of the earth. It's a worthwhile, life-going, ongoing journey to be living stones for this new spiritual edifice, not some fancy-dancy place up on marble steps, but here in the world where you and I walk and rest and grab a soda or drink a can of beer or find a friend or get on a bicycle here. Now, present, home. Home is where the heart is. The heart, our heart, when it's restless, seeks that home that is our dwelling place. St. Augustine, we are restless, Lord. You made us, and we're restless until we rest with you at home. The great banquet we talk about here often, So just take a little time as you might and enter into the spaciousness of the place you're in, sitting on a log or a chair. I can only imagine as traffic goes by outside and yet I find the rest of here and now. I share it as I can with you. So grateful for the journey I'm on and the one I share with you. I feel a great tenderness with you, though I do not see your face now. But I feel and sense the face of God, whom we are all before, who loves us now, who smiles upon us and lifts us up that we might smile upon one another from the depths of our heart, from the dwelling place of God within us. Rest a while where you are. Close your eyes if you wish. Smile maybe, and smile and just remember that we're making a home. A home is made in us, and many more need us to join in with them if this world will once again be a home for all others. Peace, my friend, may it abide in you now and always. Peace, shalom, paz, pax, salam, mir, peace.
want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace.